You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Joshua Peacock, who's a freelance writer and columnist for Do Savannah. Hey, Josh.
Good morning.
Also with us is Bill Doors, the editor of the music blog Hissing Lawns. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Emily.
And this weekend is a big one for both theater and music in Savannah. There's a couple of cool shows happening, Josh.
Yeah, so the Savannah Rep Theater has their second weekend of The Lieutenant of Inishmore, really hilarious dark comedy, so check that out.
And two other community theater companies have plays running this weekend. Asbury Memorial Theater, Neil Simon's Plaza Suite is finishing up its run, and the Collective Face Theater Ensemble, which produces its plays over at the Kennedy Fine Arts Building at SSU, they're opening The Great Gatsby this weekend.
And of course, this weekend is also the Savannah Stopover Music Festival.
Yeah, Savannah Stopover, for those who don't know, brings about this year about 80, 85 bands to town, about a dozen local acts represented among that group. There'll be performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday throughout the historic district at a variety of venues, small and large, a wide variety of types of music.
Yeah, and I know for me, one of the things approaching Stopover is always like there's 80 some odd bands, and a lot of them are kind of new up and coming bands that like I've never even heard of. So do you have any recommendations?
I have a number of recommendations. One of the things you could do is just kind of hinge your weekend on some of the bigger names and bigger venues, right? And so opening night, Thursday night, starts at 6 p.m. at Ships of the Sea, which is a beautiful venue for music. Local act Payne Bridges is opening. Then Ruby Vell and the Soulphonics. Some of you were lucky enough to get to hear them at Revival Fest last year. And then the really increasingly, almost wildly popular Larkin Poe will be headlining that opening night event at Ships of the Sea on Thursday. And then the schedule just fans out from there with shows all over the historic district for the rest of Thursday evening.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. There's a lot going on. I think that it's one of the best things about Stopover is that you sort of get a chance to discover your next favorite band. So it's a good thing that you don't know anybody. But I have a couple recommendations. I think the New West Showcase Friday night at Ships of the Sea is going to be really good. That starts with Circadia Rhythm at 7, followed by Carolyn Rose, Lily Hyatt, and Nikki Lane. And then if you want something a little more ramped up, the Friday night lineup at Barrel House is going to be a lot of fun. It starts with the Muckers at 8:30, which features former Savannian John Zimmerman, who played drums in Wet Sox years and years ago. And then Honduras and Public Access TV follow them, so that should be a fun show. And then the Jinx on Saturday has a couple bands that I think you should check out. Acid Dad at 10 and Bat Fings at 11. So just some suggestions, but really, you should follow your own schedule.
Follow your schedule, follow your instincts. And the closing night show is pretty big as well, right, Bill?
Yeah, the closing night show is also at Ships of the Sea. It features Of Montreal, the kind of iconic indie rock band from Athens. The last time they played in Savannah was at Stopover. They did a magnificent theatrical show in Forsyth Park. So I'm really excited to see what they come up with this year at Ships. And opening for them are a couple of really great young acts, Twen and Gus Dapperton from Warwick, New York. I highly recommend both of those bands as well.
I would say, too, that if you've seen Of Montreal before, don't miss them, because every tour they do something different, and it's always a huge show, and it's a lot of pageantry, a lot of costumes, and it's going to be a very different show than last time. So definitely want to check that out.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
All right. Well, Bill Doors, columnist for the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Joshua Peacock, Do Savannah columnist, as well as a freelance writer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Emily.